Bing, bing, bing.
Everybody, it's time for the run through. We got Megan and Emily back in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hi.
Again, not ready.
I'm never ready.
I literally said, yeah, we're ready. Let's go.
We and have Megan 30 was, seconds for the yeah. music to sound, and Megan's just like,
guys, it's my 29-year-old brain, okay?
Look, yeah. It's past my bedtime.
It is.
The work is fast.
But it's okay because we're going to get through this one.
Yeah.
With a whip and a...
This is a fun one.
This is a very fun one. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Everybody knows this movie.
Everybody knows this
if
movie.
You yeah, haven't,
if you don't, jump please go watch it yeah. right now.
Well, first that.
Okay, don't go jump on the dark. Bridge.
Megan with the okay. PC stuff today. Look, or okay, the non-PC
kids,
stuff.
If your friends or Megan ever tell you to jump off a bridge,
do it.
Don't listen to them because they're probably mentally unstable.
If your parents ever ask you in a very angry tone if your friends jump off a bridge, would you do it? The correct answer is not yes.
Did you not just say you're terrible with peer pressure?
Yep.
Yeah, Logan would fully jump off a bridge. Megan would be like, why don't you just go jump off a bridge, Logan?
He'd be like, deuces.
All right, sure.
Once again, we filmed these back to back, guys. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the Training Day episode.
Yeah. Also, that's a great plug. That Training Day one was one of the best ones we've done.
Yeah.
I think, personally. Yeah. Just really good discussion around it.
I kind of felt like it was all over the place, but maybe it's because I haven't been here in a while.
That's every one we do.
I feel like it's I haven't recorded
our
in...
Our podcast or a like Candyland board.
Maybe more.
Did we record in March?
It's so hard.
Early March.
Early March.
I think we recorded early March because it's been like 2.5 months since I've seen you guys and recorded.
That's crazy that it's been that.
Me?
Of course I did.
Did you miss the other one?
We texted pretty frequently.
He checked in on me when Megan was really nice though. She's like, Logan's been keeping me updated. And I was like, yeah, I figured because I just didn't have the energy to text anyone.
Well, when people say they're going through stuff, I kind of like straddle that line of like, how much do I ask? Yeah. And then do I just sort of give them space? Cause like, I personally know if I was going through something like that,
yeah,
I wouldn't want somebody texting me like every day. How you doing?
Yeah.
Like, well,
and I had a lot of like,
same as yesterday. Yeah. I'm sad.
And you hear the same thing over and over again. Like, we're so sorry.
Yeah. We know she's in a better place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
that
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah,
help
sure, but
hurts.
She's not right here with me.
Yeah. Well, and then
sad.
Like when my grandpa got COVID, I was like, fuck, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Get out of my face. And then it snowed. I forgot to tell you guys that April 11th or so. No,
ew.
That was the day. No, it was like, I don't know, sometime in April. It snowed for an entire day and it
Jesus.
Stuck to the ground.
How cold was it there?
It was really nice. And then it dropped like, so I went from my grandparents' house to the funeral home, which is like a 10 minute drive. Within that 10 minutes, it dropped 15 degrees.
Jesus.
And it was like snowing. And then the next week, so that was the week before my grandma's funeral. The next week it was 80 degrees.
Jesus.
The day we buried her. It was like
weather.
Wild. It was wild. Sorry. I had to tell you and I just didn't want to forget. It was insane.
No,
snow.
We love the banter.
Life update.
Yeah.
Life
update. Does anybody have a life update?
We do the life updates on the Binge Boys. And I mean, not really life updates. We just kind of recap what we did over the weekend. And
I don't really have any. Oh, aside from dyeing my hair. By the time this airs, I'll have dyed my
I'm
hair.
I'm going to the beach next week.
That's a life
week.
Update.
Are
That's
you?
So excited.
Like
Shouts
next
to
week,
Joe
as
for
in.
Like paying for everything.
Like Tuesday. Next week, as in like.
Tuesday?
Like 5 days from now.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I love the beach. I'm making Aaron
me
take
too.
Me this summer.
Which one?
Daytona.
Ooh, nice.
Make sure you gas
Logan,
up.
Logan, update with you.
At this point in time.
Did you go to Nashville?
Oh, yeah. What were you doing in Tennessee?
Well.
Clearly we listen to the Binge Boys
no
podcast.
That's okay because I didn't really
yeah
give
I
much,
wasn't listening
I didn't give
I,
much
I haven't listened
details
to
on that but it, by the time this comes out like no big deal so I don't know if you guys knew I think maybe you knew that Bay's mom is very sick
because mm-hmm. You hadn't met her yet
mm-hmm. Until this weekend this was my first time meeting her and
aww.
Her dad she had been in the hospital for the past month and a half, and they got home, and she said that her doctors cleared her for like seeing people and stuff. So her dad called her Monday and said, "You better get up here. We have a free weekend that we're not in the hospital."
Yeah.
And so we did. We escaped, and we were there all day Saturday and drove back like midday Sunday. And
that's nice. Did you see your mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah, we spent time with her mom on Mother's Day and her dad, and we just got to hang out and get to know them, and they got to know me. It was good.
Yeah,
it was very good.
It's nice that that's like that's not a killer drive.
No,
you know, like it's easy, like yeah, like it's 3 hours, but like it's so much easier than like when my dad and I left.
Yeah, I can only.
I mean, he booked the wrong flight, so we literally hopped in the car and drove 10 and a half hours. So like, it's nice to be close to family that, you know?
We used to do those 10 and a half hour drives when we were kids, like back home to Illinois for Christmas. I mean, it was probably easier than putting three young kids in the car back in the day, but like, God, if you don't have to drive 10 and a half hours, don't. It sucks.
It was the wildest drive of my life.
I bet.
Because we didn't stop. I had like gotten a whole coffee before. I was like ready to get on the plane. And then my dad sends me the info and I was like, "Dad, this is wrong." And I was like, "Well, shit." And so then I looked up flights. The only flight going out of Atlanta was a 6 p.m. flight, first class, for $1,200 a piece. Oh, my dad said, "No." Nope. So we kicked out the contractor because they're redoing their kitchen. Kicked out the contractor, hopped in the car, and just went. My dad was like going 90, 95 the whole way. He's like, "I hope the cops don't stop me." But we got to the hospital at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
It was, so you guys like, booked it. Oh yeah, we booked it. We were like, gotta get there. It was insane. But it's like, it's nice to be close to family. So like her parents being in Tennessee are like, you know, that's an easy drive, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, no, totally easy. I mean, like we left at like 11.
And you get an hour over there.
Yeah, exactly. We left at like 11 and arrived at like 1:30 their time, which was easy. We stopped maybe once just for either gas or lunch or something. Yeah. It was easy, but
Nice.
Yeah, nice to be able to spend time with these people.
Yeah.
You know, with her being as sick as she is. Well,
you guys have been dating for a while too, haven't you?
Yeah, and the whole reason we had never met was because COVID was so bad and her mom was so sick that like they just didn't want to risk anything.
No, of course.
And it was good. Got some Nashville hot chicken while we were up there. Got to do that. Didn't go to downtown Nashville. I didn't think it was the right kind of weekend for that.
No.
We were only 15 minutes from downtown, so... Shots.
Yeah, right? You just do shots before you head back to Atlanta.
Yeah, really.
Let's go!
So Sunday morning, we got up and we went and we walked downtown Nashville like during the day before we went to her parents, because when her mom wakes up, like she's got like, you know, she's so weak. She takes a long time to get ready for the day.
Yeah.
So we had to just... kill some time, and I was like, we can go downtown and just walk up and down the strip or Broadway Street or whatever. And she said, sure.
I love Nashville. It's one of my favorite.
I
want to
go back when it's not a doom and gloom time.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
But today we're talking about Mrs. Doubtfire. How about
Hell
that?
Yeah.
How about that?
You ready life now, updates? Megan?
Yeah, Joe says he doesn't want to meet either of you ever.
Okay, fuck you, Joe.
All right, Joe.
He's not going to listen to this
that's
one.
Okay,
that's,
fuck you, Joe.
That's the close mic in this that we don't need.
Tell him I still love him anyways, and I'd be glad to meet him, even though he doesn't want to meet
through,
me.
Come
Joe. We love Joe.
We do love Joe. Mrs. Doubtfire.
There's someone named Joe and Mrs. Doubtfire, probably. That's a good segue.
Really good segue.
The guy from You is named Joe.
Okay, that's not what to do with this.
That has nothing to do with this.
He beats off in a bush.
All right.
What does that have to do with Mrs. Doubtfire?
Megan, you've been fired. No one's beating off in a bush right now.
Turner. Anyways, Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was released November 24th.
Firth.
1993. 1993, y'all.
We're not going to do the thing where I'm like, how old were you guys when this movie was released?
That was my brother's year of birth.
You weren't alive.
I was
and
not
my
alive
man here. Was, my brother is going to be 28. So that movie is almost 28 years old.
This was directed by Chris Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Not the explorer that discovered America.
Well, stole America.
Well, stole sure. America, yes.
Discovered or stole away from the Native Americans.
We're going to get canceled.
We're really going to get canceled.
For several reasons. Starring, of course, the late, great Robin Williams, Sally Field, Pierce Brosnan, and, you know,
honestly,
many more.
Honestly, a killer cast.
Very killer. Very killer. Box office-wise.
Matilda.
Yes, Matilda.
Oh, I was like, what? Matilda's not there, but then I got it.
Budget for the movie, $25 million. Opening weekend made $20.7 million. All time made $441.3 million.
Wow.
So it made some money.
Yeah.
Critics-wise, critics gave it a 71%. Hmm. And the audience gave it a blank. What do you think?
Lower or higher?
Higher.
95. Again.
This movie is really like respected and a lot of people like it. So yeah, I would say like 87.
Oh no.
100.
77.
Oh.
Wait, what the critics give it?
71.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to get into this movie like the 2021 version of what this movie
is. I was going to say,
it's super problematic. He gaslights his whole fucking family and sure is like, he's not a good person. He's okay. a piece of shit.
There's another great podcast that I will shamelessly plug. It's called The Villain Was Right. And they always talk, they talk about movies that either the villain could have been right or movies that are like problematic today.
Yeah.
This movie. This,
they did an episode a couple weeks ago on this and it got me even more fired up for us talking about it because, dude.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
This movie is really problematic.
It's only lovable because Robin Williams as an actor
is so damn endearing.
Yes.
Run by fruiting.
His death affected me.
Well, also, I was like, really sad. As problematic as this movie was, I mean, it's funny.
It is funny. Like, it's not that it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Daniel has literally a mental disability where he is fucking his whole family over and he's like I mean it's not healthy.
Hello.
Like he could be arrested for doing, he's basically breaking and entering.
I wish I would have rewatched this movie now because it's just a movie.
He said one day of being a woman I'm already having hot flashes.
That's so relatable.
His boobs are on fire.
Sometimes I wish I could just burn right off too, man.
the synopsis gives you everything you need to know. After a bitter divorce, an actor disguises himself as a female housekeeper to spend time with his children held in custody by his former wife. Yeah, that, man.
Rough life.
Very rough here. And the poster's really creepy. Just
the one
him peeking around the corner.
That's a horror movie poster.
That is a horror movie poster.
That's like, I'm going to eat these kids.
Don't just... As problematic as this is, this movie is awesome.
Killer soundtrack, though.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to have a birthday party where you play jump around and there's a donkey and there's just a bunch of like little baby chicks and it's Robin Williams with a sideways baseball cap. Like, hey. Oh, I've always wanted to have that birthday party.
Robin Williams.
What is Pierce Brosnan doing in this movie?
He was James Bond.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan is a good looking man.
I forgot he was in that movie.
He's a good looking man.
He's a Mamma Mia.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
We should do that movie.
We should do Dead Poets Society.
I'd be down for both of those.
Ethan Hawke.
Is he in that one too?
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society.
Shit, I don't remember.
Are we throwing these movies on this list?
Captain.
Yeah, I adore Dead Poets Society.
Let's go for that.
Great Robin Williams movie
Dead
too.
Poets.
Good Will Hunting is good too.
Mm. Okay, see, I tried watching that with Aaron.
You didn't like it?
I couldn't get into it.
Which one?
Good Will Hunting.
Very slow, but it's good.
I can't do slow like that.
Are you more of a Ben Affleck girl or a Matt Damon girl?
I fucking love Ben Affleck.
It's Ben Affleck.
Okay, Matt Damon in the Bourne movies, yes, daddy, come here. Matt Damon now, no.
No.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting.
Ben Affleck anytime. He's a good looking man. Yeah, he's been hanging out with J-Lo
again. I know.
Also, Yeah. Did you see that video that went viral where she's like, when you match with like on Raya, and you unmatch, you think it's fake, and he's like,
and he sent a video.
Why did you unmatch?
Yeah.
It's me. Super creepy. So,
Oh, super fucking Ben creepy. Affleck now is creepy. Ben Affleck in movies like Argo.
Very
Argo
good.
Ben Affleck.
And Gone Girl, you see his wiener.
You do see his piece.
Do you really?
Shower. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta rewatch that movie then.
should we do Gone Girl next, guys?
I haven't watched that in so long.
I love
you Gone hate Girl. It. Good. Really? Let's put
my
it on
favorite.
There.
Probably
it's good top to do movies we don't
books.
Like. Yeah, but not a good movie.
Heard it's a great book. Heard it's a great.
Okay,
book.
Put it on the list though, because we gotta do movies that we don't like too. You don't have to rewatch it, and you can give us a good idea of what of the book.
Yeah. True.
Gone Girl. We're filling in the rest of this list tonight. This is great.
Did you put Seven?
Yep, Seven's in there.
Dead so Poets Society. Dead Poets Society.
Okay. Yep.
How about the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2?
We should do the Twilight Saga as a whole.
It was a fucking dream, Emily.
Wow.
Guess what? That everybody dies, fucking, that and it's a
the
dream.
Fucking theater, okay? That rocked the theater. I, little Emily, was there with my brother and his soon-to-be girlfriend. And my mind exploded.
I want you to watch that movie when you're like 35.
I just
want you to
rewatched
tell me,
all of them.
You're not 35. When you're 35 and all the nostalgia has wore off.
I don't think it's going to.
That watch it. Because you're gonna be like, going to be like,
it's been like 10 years.
God, this is
no,
it's been a long time.
It's
since
been like
I've
10 years
them.
Since they came out and I just rewatched them.
Robert Pattinson is like so far removed from those movies. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, because Robert Pattinson is a good actor.
He
just had a shitty part.
That,
anyways, this is not.
The writers did him dirty in that movie.
This is not. Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, it's not. But Mrs. Doubtfire, what do you guys give this movie out of 5?
5.
I really give 5, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's Robin Williams. He was my childhood.
Yeah. And I really think it's a classic.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, there's something wrong with you, or you're just like in diapers. I don't know.
I really hope we don't grow up in a world where parents are offended at Mrs. Doubtfire and don't show their children.
Makes me want to scream.
I'll rent out a movie theater to show all the little kids who haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire. Maybe not little kids. I'm not showing a 4-year-old this movie.
No, but I think I probably watched it at like, I don't know.
10?
10, yeah.
Yeah, I have 2. I remember watching it very young.
Yeah,
very
like young. I wasn't like in high school. I was probably in like elementary school. I might have even been younger than 10. I don't really know. It was just one of those, I think, that was just like on TV.
And it was very popular.
Yeah.
No one cared about the shit that the problematic
Well, it's like I said, because he's such a good actor and he's so funny that like
it's really easy to remove him from his characters too.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though he plays everybody so well, like you can tell that whenever he's in a movie, he just gives it his all.
Yeah.
Like
for the longest time, I didn't know he played Genie.
Have you seen Hook?
Yeah.
Good movie.
That's a good one.
I have.
That'd be fun.
So my mom is old, guys, and she has dentures. And every time they fall out, I just think about the scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where they fall out into the glass.
Yeah, that's an all-timer. That's an all-timer.
Oh, Logan Yawn Count, guys. It's coming back.
No, it's not. Megan, do you have trivia about Mrs. Doubtfire? I hope you got some good stuff here.
There's 152 on IMDb, so.
152 trivias?
Yeah. Trivia.
This movie won an Oscar. Fun fact.
For what?
Best Wait, makeup.
Oh yeah.
Do what age is the best and what age is the worst first?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
We've already said what age is the worst. He's a psychopath.
Yeah. Okay.
Who what would age be the locked best? Away?
Is it Robin Williams?
No, he's dead.
No, he's dead.
He hung himself.
Oh, Megan.
I'm just saying.
Christ.
Jesus.
Jordan, did the Braves win?
Rip.
Okay.
Sports.
Training day.
I knew.
No, age the best.
I don't know. Just the movie as a whole, maybe.
I mean,
I really love it. I do.
I don't fucking care that it's problematic. I love the whole movie. I love him in it.
I think the jokes, the quotable jokes, age the best.
Yeah, like his character aged the best in that movie.
Like, who doesn't say hello?
Hello.
Good.
My favorite part, my cousin, good Halloween costume. My favorite part
with the pie.
Yes, and the robe.
Or when he's like. Trying to put the fire out.
My favorite scene is when his brother and his brother's partner are trying to make him into different women.
Like, we can work with this.
And they're like, matchmaker, make me a match. I love that scene. Oh, it's a classic makeover scene. Love it, love it, love it.
Such a good movie.
He's like Barbara Streisand with the nails.
Yeah. Oh,
God. I love so much the scene where he's pretending to be all the fake applicants calling.
Lyler! Get back in your sale! Don't make me get in the hose! Hello? I'm sorry, the position has been filled. I love
his accent, too, was spot on.
So good.
That man's voice work was killer.
Amazing.
Like, just great. If he hadn't have died, he would have aged the best.
I love, first of all, I lost my train of thought, damn it, but I love also how IMDb like distinguishes between Daniel and Mrs. Doubtfire quotes.
Yeah. So Robin Williams would walk around San Francisco as Mrs. Doubtfire to see if he could get away with it. On one occasion, he visited a sex shop to buy a large dildo.
I love it.
Fun fact, kind of going to cuck that segment real quick.
We just said
cuck
dildo, and then Logan said, wait, fun fact, can I cuck this combo real fast? If the next words that come out of Logan's mouth have to do with a sex shop or a sex toy, I'm out of here.
No.
Logan's like, fun fact, actually I went to my first sex shop this weekend, got a large dildo.
Nope, was not the time or place. But this was recent news. Did you guys hear that they let Robin Williams passed away.
Oh man.
But they let Robin Williams kind of do so much improv that out there is an R-rated cut of this movie.
I saw that.
Release the cut.
Hashtag.
Give it to us. Release, cut. Release the Doubtfire cut.
Free the Doubtfire cut.
For real.
I did know that though, yeah.
I love the scenes back. I'm looking through the quotes and just, I love the scenes where he gets on the bus to like go home for the night and the bus driver's like eyeing him and he's just like, stop. Where are you going, pretty lady?
When the stocking came down, it was a hairy leg and it like turned the bus driver on even more. He was like, ooh, I like a lady that don't shave.
I like a natural lady.
Well, yeah, he says like, love a natural woman.
Oh man.
Do you feel bad for him, right? Like
who? Robin Williams?
As psychopathic as he is in the movie, like you feel bad for him. Like
but at the time I did not think this man was psychopathic.
No. Like, yeah.
I was like, this is so sad. He just wants to be with his family. Oh my gosh. And then I find out that that's not what I should be thinking. Like, there has to be a little part of you that's like, feels bad that he doesn't get to see his kids, no matter how much of his fault it was.
Yeah.
Like, you do have to feel kind of bad. Because, again, it's Robin Williams. Like, it's not, like, to me, it's like, oh, Robin Williams doesn't get to see his kids. It's
he
not
was
like,
just a fun dad.
Yeah.
He was like, the let's bring the pony. Yeah. Okay. Other like trivia that I have that's not eight paragraphs long. This is the second highest grossing film of 1993. The first one being Jurassic Park.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Logan's fave.
I hate sound on bing bongs.
Chris Columbus, the director, not the terrible person, said the movie gave a lot of women hope that Pierce Brosnan would walk into their lives. It is.
Oh, yikes.
It is included among the American Film Institute's 2000 list of top 100 funniest American movies.
I'd agree with that.
Yep.
After Robin Williams died, the San Francisco home where they filmed the movie became a tourist attraction. So it's up there with like Full House, I guess.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't a tourist attraction until then.
Y'all. Okay. You ready for this list?
People put gas in trash bags.
I can't even get into how dumb that is.
This is wild.
Okay. So, okay. You ready for this? Considered to play Daniel Hillard, Mrs. Doubtfire.
List. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we ready? This is a lot. Bryan Cranston, Mel Gibson. Harrison Ford.
I hate Mel Gibson.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he sucks.
Bill Murray. Batman Michael Keaton. Alec Baldwin. Steve Martin. Martin Short.
So every notable actor in the 90s.
Basically, Jeff Steve Bridges. Martin
I could have seen.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Michael J. Fox.
No.
Jerry
no.
Seinfeld.
No.
Dennis Whoa. Quaid. John Travolta. David Hasselhoff. Jeff Daniels. Bruce Willis. Kevin Costner.
I think you guys picked the right guy.
I think you guys landed on the correct
choice. I
could
see Bill Murray doing. Bill Murray doesn't have that much leeway in his voice.
But Bill Murray is not ha-ha funny. Like,
yeah. Bill Murray is like smart, like,
yeah,
that was funny, funny.
Yeah.
Not ha-ha-ha, like die of laughter funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, out of all those people, I don't think anybody could have put. Nobody has the versatility in their voice to. To do the high-pitched, like, granny voice.
Yeah, I think, like, if you would have put anybody else in there, we just would have seen that person. You really do see, like, Mrs. Doubtfire in this role. Like, oh, look, it's Woody, Sheriff Woody. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even wearing the headphones to know that, like...
You don't have COVID, right?
That's great. Love okay. it. COVID's not real. Sorry, yes it is.
Yeah, talk about Logan. Me getting yeah, this
get canceled.
I know.
Christ.
You're right.
I'm just saying, has anybody heard of the flu?
Megan's
at the Megan end of the movie, the judge orders Daniel to undergo psychological testing for his actions as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I do think it's really wild that he couldn't see his kids and his thought was to go dress up as a woman and be his nanny.
Robin Williams suffered from Parkinson's disease.
Oh, which, no shit.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
That's why he killed himself. Because he was like, he was a very like physical comedian.
Yeah.
And you know, Parkinson's like wears your muscles and stuff away. So he was... He killed himself because he realized
he
wasn't
going
to be able to
Parkinson's.
Be that like physical. That
That's so sad.
During
I love R. this R. quote.
Williams.
In other news, where
it was
Mrs.
a run by fruiting.
Well, it was a run by fruiting.
Okay.
Where Mrs. Doubtfire says marriage can be such a blessing, and then Miranda just says stoking divorce. Jesus, a lot of divorce advocates in this movie.
I'm just saying, 50% of all divorces. Our marriages.
All whatever. Divorces end in marriages.
Ugh. I can't wait to have a second husband.
Oh just my God. Kidding. My roommate always says, you, I'd Jeff. Be such a great ex-wife.
I had a friend who used to say, I'd be a great stepmom. And I was like, I feel
what
that.
Are you doing,
I would be
bro?
Such a great stepmom. I just
like,
don't
they don't
be.
Come out of me and I don't really have real responsibility, but like,
unless
I
the mom's
deal
like
with
not
them
there.
For like a weekend.
Yeah. Unless mom is just absent.
Peace out.
What's the best scene in this movie?
I really like the one where he's like hitting his boobs when they catch on fire. Or when he puts the pie on his face. Those two are my favorites. What is that face for, Megan?
My elbow hurts.
Yeah, that.
Those two are my favorite.
I almost love all of them, really. I love the whole pool scene when they're at the pool and he throws the fruit at the back of Pierce's head.
I want to know how many cum jokes Robin Williams made when he had the pie like dripping down his face. I want to know.
How many are they in the R-rated
That's
version?
That's the R-rated version.
That's the R-rated cut that I want. Just also the whole dinner exchange of him having to go to the bathroom back and forth and just switch costumes.
He tries to kill Pierce Brosnan. Also not okay.
Yeah.
I just remembered that.
There's a few moments in this movie where you're like, yeah, this guy.
He's a little unhinged.
This guy might need to see somebody.
Yeah.
Dude looks like a lady where he's like cleaning the house
awesome.
And he's sweeping. Dude looks like a lady. Like I said, my favorite scene is where they're doing the makeover.
Yeah. They're all so good. Honestly, the entire movie is just really solid. I can't think of one scene where I don't like.
Yeah.
What?
You know?
Speaking of that, what's the worst thing about this movie? What age the worst? The fact that he's a psychopath. Yeah. No sequels were made. There was talks of a sequel a few years before Robin Williams died, but of course, after that happened, they scrapped it, of saying, of course, nobody else could do this. Hopefully it stays that way and they don't try to milk that cash cow that it would make a shitload of money.
It's been 28 years.
Yeah, please don't touch
They're rebooting everything, though.
I know, and I hate it. The only movie I've liked that came out with a sequel years after the original was The Incredibles.
Yeah.
That second one
should not have taken that long.
No, it shouldn't have, but like it was 10 years and I still liked it.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Gossip Girl. I'm like,
I saw that
shit not just come out.
I know.
Like Blake Lively is still like
breathing.
Yeah, like she's Serena. Like I don't understand what you're doing here.
Yeah, and
yeah, I don't get it.
Love him.
Also, terrible fucking person. Yeah, but because he tries to rape Jimmy. But
we saw the growth. You can't tell me that man didn't grow in that show.
And unlike Game of Thrones with Jaime Lannister, they didn't just throw his character development out. Exactly.
Anyways,
it's a Candyland board when we're talking about. I know. We go on
eight different.
We've said a lot about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Honestly, like if you had any doubts, like if you're listening to this podcast wondering if it's good,
what do you do?
Jump off a bridge. Amazing. It's like it's just fun.
It is a fun movie. It's a nice family movie. Yeah. Like really, like it's a feel good. Like at the end of it, you'll shed a tear, you'll laugh, you'll cry. It's a fun one. I really love this movie. Truly, like
yeah,
definitely in my top 10 comedies.
Yeah, ever. I agree.
Maybe even the top five. Like I love this movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I can't say any like more anymore, great things other than just like if you haven't watched it for some godforsaken reason, go watch it because it's fun. It is. And like especially now with like everything being so serious and dumb.
Is it on streaming?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Guys, none of us watch this movie. We just all know it from memory.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I own it. You can watch it apparently on Hulu.
Oh, really?
With a premium subscription.
Oh, fuck that. Can't stand when Hulu does that.
You know who else is really bad about that? Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, oh, it's on our service, but you gotta pay on top of the service to watch it.
Yeah,
it's
the
like,
service that you already pay for. Yeah.
It's on.
I always just get Landon to put on Plex.
It is on Disney Plus if you're in the UK.
Okay, well, we don't live in the UK, and I'm not going to VPN to the
UK. If you live in the UK and you've somehow managed to find Logan Lewis or the Binge Boys or anything associated with Watchdog Media, can you please send him a DM at Logan Lewis, what?
96. Thanks for the plug.
And because that's incredible, and we want to link if you're in the UK.
Yeah, we love it when people link with us, with me, all of us. Mrs. Doubtfire, everybody.
Hey, we've got our top locations are Kennesaw, Atlanta, Marietta, New York, and Smyrna.
We've got 2.5%.
Hey, we got 2.5% of the Binge Boys in India, 2.5% in the UK. So ha, 2.2% in Canada, and 1.6% in Australia.
G'day.
G'day.
We're not doing that for Chris
Hemsworth.
Oh, and fuck. Chris Hemsworth is the superior Hemsworth brother.
I like to think nobody's arguing against that point.
Look, I used to think it was Liam.
I mean, Miley definitely lost out, but that's
a conversation. Watchdog Media, 95.5% US, 0.7 Germany, 0.7 Uganda, 0.7 Jamaica.
Shouts to my Ugandans.
And 0.7 Peru. 0.7 Peru.
Wait,
shouts to my Ugandans.
Logan, really fast. What language do they speak in Uganda?
I don't know.
Well.
Do you?
No. We should learn that and dub it.
What language?
Okay, that's been Mrs. Doubtfire, guys. I have to pee.
I knew it. Wow. Watchdog Media has more women than it does men.
They speak English and Swahili.
Okay, guys. That was our podcast.
If you're from Uganda, let us know if he's wrong.
Yes.
Goodbye, Logan Lewis, everybody. 96.
Bye.